Stitches, a handbook on meaning, hope, and repair, written and read by Anne Lamott. I don't know who or what put the question. I don't know when it was put. I don't even remember answering. But at some moment, I did answer yes to someone or something, and from that hour, I was certain that existence is meaningful and that, therefore, my life in self-surrender had a goal. Dag Hammarskjöld, Markings. Chapter 1, Beginning. It can be too sad here. We so often lose our way. It is easy to sense and embrace meaning when life is on track, when there is a feeling of fullness, having love, goodness, family, work, maybe God as parts of life. It's easier to navigate around the sadness that you inevitably stumble across. Life holds beauty, magic, and anguish. Sometimes sorrow is unavoidable, even when your kids are little, when the marvels of your children and your parental amazement are all the meaning you need to sustain you, or when you have landed the job and salary for which you've always longed, or the mate, and then the phone rings, the mail comes, or you turn on the TV. Where do we even begin in the presence of horror or evil or catastrophe? Dead or deeply lost children, a young wife's melanoma, polar bears floating out to sea on scraps of ice. Where is meaning when we experience the vortex of interminable depression, or conversely, when we recognize that time is tearing past us like giddy greyhounds? It's frightening and disorienting that time skates by so fast, but then it's not as bad as being embedded in the quicksand of loss. One rarely knows where to begin the search for enduring significance, though by necessity we can only start where we are. That would be fine when where we find ourselves turns out to be bearable. What about when it isn't? After 9/11, for instance, or a suicide in the family? I really don't have a clue. I do know it somehow has to do with sticking together as we try to make sense of chaos, and that seems a way to begin. We could start with something relatively easy. C.S. Lewis famously said about forgiveness, if we really want to learn how to forgive, perhaps we had better start with something easier than the Gestapo. Maybe, counterintuitively, it makes sense to start right off with hard rather than easy. Where is life's meaning after Katrina or an unwanted divorce?